嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。在今天节目当中呢，我们将会继续来学习一段来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集当中的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Actually, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook on the whole thing.
Actually, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook on the whole thing.
其实我正试图以一种乐观的态度来看待这整件事情。
Actually, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook on the whole thing. Actually, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook on the whole thing.
那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 keep 和 a 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 keep keep。 而第二处发音技巧，我们说 positive 这样一个单词当中的字母 t 在美式发音当中呢，哎，此处它是一个非常典型的闪音的处理 flap t， 那么你可以读成 positive positive。再来看一下最后这样一处发音技巧 outlook 这样一个单词呢，我们说其中存在一个典型的不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 outlook outlook。
Who is it?
It's your ex-husband.
Oh, Carl, what do you want?
Edie and I just broke up.
Oh, well, come on in.
Sorry to come over on such short notice, but I couldn't face going to a motel.
Oh, that's okay. Julie's staying at her friend's tonight. You can sleep in her room.
Well, the sofa's fine, but thanks.
So, am I allowed to ask what happened?
You could ask, but I won't tell.
Why not?
Because it's embarrassing.
Carl, did you cheat again?
No.
Did she cheat?
No.
You finally saw her without her makeup.
Susan.
I'm sorry.Are you okay?
Yeah. Hadn't been working for quite a while. This was inevitable.
Well, these days anybody going through a breakup gets my sympathy.
That's right. I heard you made the plumber angry.
No, I made the plumber furious. That is definitely over.
Well, here's to no gloating.
Actually, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook on the whole thing. Last night I started writing, and, well, I think there's a book in there.
A book?
Yeah.
Like one of your children's books?
Nope. This one's for adults, about all my failed relationships.
You're not writing about me, are you?
You're like the first 14 chapters.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一些跟 outlook 相关的表达。Outlook, O-U-T-L-O-O-K.一说到这个词呢，总想到小的时候看的 CCTV 的希望英语节目。在英文当中呢， outlook 可以当作名词去使用，指的是 the likely future situation， 理解成为前景、未来、展望这样的意思。比如说 the outlook for the economy is bleak， 经济前景暗淡。 the outlook for the economy is bleak。 如果呢，我们把这样一句话末尾的 bleakBLEAK 换成是 bright， 那么这样一句话 The outlook for the economy is bright 就可以用来表示经济前景一片光明。当然了，我们说这样一个单词 outlook 做名词去使用呢，也可以表示 a person's way of understanding and thinking about something， 一个人理解思考一个事物的方式，或者呢，你可以直接翻译成为观点、看法或者态度。那比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的三个例子。第一个， He has a fairly positive outlook on life. 他对生活抱有相当积极的态度。He has a fairly positive outlook on life. 再来看一下第二个例子。He had a practical outlook on life. 他有一种务实的人生观。He had a practical outlook on life. 再比如说呢，看最后这个例子。They shared the same kind of outlook on life. 他们有着相同的人生观。They shared the same kind of outlook on life. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。The students all seemed to have the same outlook. The students all seemed to have the same outlook. 那么这样一个句子你是如何去理解，又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦， See you.